on today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I, who, Andrew, is very sick from getting a coronavirus shot, vaccine, Moderna, Mr. Moderna. I shouldn't be laughing. He's very, very ill. I mean, that's what he gets for taking the vaccine. Am I right? I'm just joking. We're not anti-vax on this podcast. We're not an anti-vax podcast. Just maybe get Pfizer instead of Moderna. We talk The Walking Dead. We talk The Walking Dead, a lot about The Walking Dead, actually. So if you didn't watch The Walking Dead, don't listen to this podcast. I'm just joking. Listen to this podcast, but just know we talk a lot about The Walking Dead. But we place characters. We do this cool thing where we place characters on the field, on the football field, like as if they're, you know, players, even though they're fictional characters. I don't know. It was Andy's idea, and he's sick, so I just kind of let him have it. What else do we do? We play Go Fuck Yourself player trivia. And of course, because I'm addicted, and hopefully you will be too, we talk about the beautiful world of NFTs. Zed Horse Racing, we talk about rare NFT art, and I can't get enough of NFTs. I think that sounds like a good episode. I mean, what do you think? Come on. What do you think about that? Well, it starts right now. So keep listening. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
And trolleys. Trolleys, sour bike crawlers. They'll crawl in your mouth.
What are
you getting? They'll give you a little sour sting. And I actually have a bag. Our sponsor sent me a bag. So I'm eating them right now. I'll be eating them throughout the podcast.
If you could do me a favor and take the head of your mic and put it in the bag and like crinkle it around.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
God, fucking awful.
Trolleys, baby. I'll be sucking on these. I'll be sucking on these crawlers all episode. What'd you say?
So who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
What kind of stupid fucking question is that?
Okay, 3 weeks ago you're like, say your name. No one knows who you fucking are. Yeah, tell me you don't. That doesn't ring a fucking bell.
Yeah, I'm Ian. And that's...
I'm COVID.
That's Bozo the Clown over there.
I wish I were Bozo the Clown. I'm Soggy the Dark Clown.
We almost, for all of you listening, this episode almost didn't happen.
It's very true.
Why don't you tell him, Andrew? Why don't you tell him why we almost didn't record today?
So today is Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. You're hearing this on a Friday.
Potentially. Not everyone potentially listens... Every day, the day we drop.
If you're a smart listener, you're listening to it on Friday. I went and got my COVID vaccine. I got Mr. Moderna on Wednesday.
Mr. Moderna, I felt fine. Dude.
I felt fine. They gave me the shot, and they're like, okay, sit around the lobby for 15 minutes to make sure you don't have any side effects. Yeah, sure, whatever. Sat, they gave me my card, I bounced. Drove all the way home, no big deal. I felt fine. I played like video games mostly that night. For 4 or 5 hours. I was playing.
What video games did you play?
Civilization. It was fun, and it was like but then my stomach kind of started to hurt, and I was like, maybe it's because I'm hungry because I hadn't eaten since noon, and I made myself an egg sandwich. Horrible idea.
Wait, stop.
Yeah.
Are you saying that your go-to late night snack is a fucking egg sandwich?
Yeah, do you know how easy that is? A fried egg with like a butter on the bread, and like you throw a little cheese on top. It's so easy.
Yeah, no, I make it for breakfast all the time. But what I don't have a habit of doing is making it late at night like a fucking psychopath.
Well, here's the deal. It was a mistake because I ate it, whatever, go to bed, wake up at 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. I am going to be fucking sick. And I go and I'm sick. Sucks. go back to bed. But then I'm like, okay, it's over. That's what. Wake up at 3 a.m., go throw up. Fucking awful. I'm like, I am dying. I think I'm going to die here. And then it's, then I wake up again at 5. And this is like where I'm like, I'm begging God, like, just kill me. Make it be done. Because my throat hurts so bad. Like, I basically destroyed my esophagus. And you'll hear that through the episode. Excuse me.
Speak of the esophagus.
Yeah. I even missed work today because I was like, I just can't. I literally, like, I'm so sore and so tired. It's actually insane. If this is anything like what COVID is, it's no joke.
Well, we are not an anti-vax podcast. Let me say that right off the bat. Not an anti-vax podcast. I am planning to get the vaccine. I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling. So definitely getting the 2-shot. Now, yep. After your experience, there's no way I'm touching Mr. Moderna.
No, well, it's funny that you way. Say that. There's so many people that I've talked. Granted, small sample size. Even if I talk to 1,000 people, that's a small sample size, right? But everyone I've talked to said that they've had just mild symptoms. Now they say that you can get worse symptoms if you've had it before. So I'm wondering if maybe I was just asymptomatic, and then got the, you know what I mean, got the shot. Maybe I had it, and I had no idea.
It's a mystery. I have heard some bad things about the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one shot. You just get the one shot.
I've also heard bad things about that.
Yeah, specifically, it was on the Today Show a couple of days ago because my wife always has it on in the morning. And there was even like some sort of recall because there was a specific group of women that it was having like blood clots or some clotting side effect. I wasn't going to get it before that story. Now I'm definitely not going to get the Johnson & Johnson shot. Moderna and Pfizer, I kind of put on kind of the same pedestal with Pfizer being like... Yeah, it's like 1%
difference, I think.
With the Pfizer being the brand name, you know, Viagra, Pfizer.
The Nike.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a very brand loyal. I'm a very brand loyal type of guy. So I was always
going to... Brand loyal coronavirus shot receiver.
I was always probably going to get...
I cannot wait until this is all done. Until it's all gone.
Anyway, I was going to probably get the Pfizer shot, Andrew, but after hearing your story, now I'm 100% getting the Pfizer shot. And you are not the only person that I've heard have bad side effects with the Moderna. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yeah.
I've heard people get headache and ache and stuff, but I hadn't heard anyone throw up yet.
Well, I haven't heard anyone throw up per se, but people have gotten pretty sick.
Headaches, I mean, maybe it's all in my head. Maybe I just got food poisoning from that egg.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's another thing is before we even recorded, I thought this was all due to the Moderna shot. Now, after hearing your story and know that you make egg sandwiches at like midnight before you go to bed.
What's wrong with an egg sandwich? I mean, like, it's a cooked egg.
There's no way that sits well in your stomach before bed. Like, that's not a good midnight snack. In fact, let's rank midnight snacks, okay? Like, let's rank some midnight snacks because there's no way egg sandwich is the best you got. There's no chance.
Well, okay. So I like to cook. So like a late night snack for me is a peanut butter and jelly is a classic.
That's a good one. I'll allow a peanut butter and jelly.
Any leftover that you've got that's, you know, like from the day. Like, you're like, oh, I have half a sandwich left. Like, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, where things start to get interesting is where it's like, if it's 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and you're like, it's kind of late, but I'm hungry, you know, you throw a little pasta on the pan, a little salt and pepper and a little olive oil, a little Parmesan cheese. You got yourself some cheese and noodles. Real good midnight snack.
This is all kind of like snacks you can make like throughout the day, like if you skipped lunch or you're kind of hungry because you had a light breakfast or something. These aren't snacks that I would.
What are you thinking? You're thinking toaster strudel. You're thinking
veggie straws.
That's what you're thinking.
A veggie straws. Okay, first off,
veggie straws are good.
Goldfish. I love goldfish. Goldfish is a great.
Goldfish are good.
Kind of late night snack. Here's another one, and here's my go-to every single time: cereal. Cereal is a great midnight snack. You got the ice cold milk. You got the ice cold milk. I like Frosted Flakes, so let's just say Frosted Flakes for this example. You pour some Frosted Flakes. It's got some sugar in it. That'll knock you right out.
I do like cereal. I also like ice cream for midnight snack.
Ice cream's good. Yeah, I'm a big sweets. Great. I'm a big sweets guy. Towards the end of the night, you're making like weird fucking like.
I'm making savory food. I like savory food.
You're making
I'll tell you what it is though. They're heavy. Well, some
I'm just saying. What do you want? I'm just saying. There's
well, better, sometimes there's, it's there's 8 p.m. and I'm like, I'm in the middle of playing a video game. Or I'm watching football, or I'm doing a million other things, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm just going to push off eating until like I'm done doing whatever I'm doing. And then it's like 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and I'm starving. I'm not a planner.
Yeah, that's okay. Neither am I. Which is why we make such a great pair.
Yeah, because we're fucking terrible. Okay.
We're just both unorganized as shit.
What did you do today?
Let's see. I bought a lot of NFT art. That's what I did, Andrew.
Of course you did.
That's my world. That's we talked about it last podcast. I am in the swirling timeless vortex of NFTs, and every time I think I'm done, every time I say let's take a break, surely my wallet will not recover. The next day I find myself
never going to financially recover from this.
100% I'm never going to financially recover from this, and I just continue to dig deeper every day. It is 100% addiction. I acknowledge that.
But how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel there you go. It's exhausting though. So, it really I need to take breaks. Like so there's this new NFT site and I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm just going to call it Hen because that's what the initials are, okay?
Okay.
And Hen is kind of like this underground NFT art scene where a lot of people are posting and they kind of have fake like – or they're like anonymous, right? So you don't know really who's posting these. So you can actually find gems from high-profile artists and you don't know who they are per se because their account's anonymous on the platform, but you right. recognize their art. So this is really good for people that recognize styles of art and you're like, huh, that looks like an X copy.
So-and-so's.
I need to get it. And so
right.
perfect example is last week, X copy, who's a big NFT artist, he dropped a series of one of three artworks on the platform for, and it uses this alternate currency called Tezos, okay? XYZ, if you want to find it on Coinbase, XYZ.
Tezos, but XYZ. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. He sold those artworks. It had nothing, like, it had none of his names on it. Like, his profile had nothing to do with him. Like, you would have no idea. For 5 Tezos, which is $30. A Tezos is like $6, okay? So sure. he sold his one of three artworks for $30 each, okay? If you were one of the three lucky souls to recognize it as X copy and just find it before anyone else did, bought it for $30, you 100% as of right now could sell it for $100,000.
Sure. I'm all in on this.
So I'm kind of digging I'm just digging through the cobwebs trying to find my X copy.
Interesting. I mean, basically what you're doing is like it's when you go to like an estate sale and you're like rummaging through all the shit. And you're like, ooh, this looks like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, the good thing about this Hen platform, this Hen website that uses Tezos, the XYZ coin, is that everything's really cheap. So you can actually
that's good.
Right. So you can get actually like free artwork. I've gotten maybe 20 pieces of free NFT art that could be worth something someday. And if not, whatever. I got it for free. It's no skin off my back. But
right.
A lot of the artwork is like from the 2 to 5 Tezos range. So $12 to $30 worth. And I think I got some good ones. So it's but- good. Because you're not spending too much. It also helps my addiction because I'm still loading up on NFTs. And
remind me in 2 weeks, I'll tell my dumb wallet story. I'm not ready yet, but in 2 weeks I'll tell that story.
Oh, 2 weeks? That's what we're
gonna. Yeah, in 2 weeks. Remind me in 2 weeks, I'll tell that story. It's not like terrible, but I'm like in such a I'm sick and I'm like I was in such a bad mood that night after all that. I mean, it wasn't even a lot of money. It was just so stupid.
Yeah.
But leading into that, I'm gonna buy a horse.
Okay, like a real one. Continuing the NFT talk. Wait, what?
I'm going to the Derby, baby.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm gonna name it Kentucky Moderna.
That's a great name.
That is a great name. excuse me.
So continuing the NFT talk, because I guess we're an NFT podcast now, which
that's all we talk about.
Is gambling, if you think about it. It's betting.
No, so it's investing. Come on.
I mean, yeah. Potatoes, tomatoes. But
it's investing like the roulette table is investing.
Yeah, exactly. Like pulling a slot machine lever is investing. Okay, so Zed Run, if you don't know about it, we've been talking about it the past 3 or 4 podcasts. It's an NFT.
That's so cool.
NFT horse racing platform. Okay, go to Zed.run and you'll see what we're talking about. I have 2 horses now. One is named Fingers. She's a beautiful horse, a beautiful Caribbean green horse, and she excels in the long distances. She's made me probably $50 so far, which is pretty cool. Now I spent like $400 for her, so we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting towards that ROI. Well,
what was the name of the one that I was gonna? Was it? It was Terrence Allen. Michael Henry Allen. What was his name?
Henry Allen.
Well, and then while I was loading up my wallet, he actually sold, which is really unfortunate. Now, I don't have a horse yet, not like Ian, but I do have 2 horses that I'm sure they're gone, but I was looking at them just because of their names. There was Gulag Gary, which I was interested
in. 10 out of 10 and then, name.
And then it turns out he was in a race with somebody named Gulag Gina, which, I mean, I don't know if they were related or not, but it was really funny. And then... and then there was another one. I'd have to look for it. But there's another one that was just ridiculous. Oh, Booty Sweat. I remember Booty Sweat.
Booty Sweat. Booty Sweat was good. Booty
it was the
sweat
cheapest was horse on the site. Yeah, absolutely. That's like a fuck around horse if I've ever seen one, you know?
Yeah. Now, we talked about it before, so I'm going to reiterate it. The game, the platform, Zed Run, has not released all 36,000 of their horses, which we call Genesis horses. Genesis horses do not have to be bred, or they weren't bred, so they don't have any parents. They're minted right off the blockchain by Zed Run themselves, and they're supposedly a better horse than any non-Genesis. So... Genesis, and it says this on their website, Genesis horses have an advantage over non-Genesis horses. That doesn't mean non-Genesis horses can beat Genesis horses. It happens all the time. But in general, if you have a Genesis horse, you're going to want to keep it because only 36,000 of them, which in the long span of a game that might be playable for the next decade, even longer, you know, like think of some games like World of Warcraft or, you know... name another game, Andy.
League of Legends.
League of Legends, yes. Man, imagine if at the very beginning of the game, they started 36,000. They only minted 36,000 characters, and they're like, here it is. These are all of them. You can breed them and stuff, but these 36,000 have an advantage over everyone else. They're going to be worth something someday.
Hear me out, and this is a moral question, right?
Ooh, I'm not good with the whole moral stuff.
I can't wait for you to answer this then. Okay, so you know, like dogfighting is bad.
I've thought about it. Well, no, hold on. Let me rephrase. I have thought about NFT dogfighting as a real game.
Well, it's an interesting question to actually think about because it's Pokemon, but with real animals. That's, like, exactly that's what Pokemon
that's
is.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Andrew. Pokemon is just pets fighting each other.
Not to death till they faint. But, you know, NFT world, they'd have to kill each other.
Well, here's the thing. In some of the Pokemon manga...
Die. And there's a we talked about anime I think like last week. I'm gonna do it again just while we're on the topic. There's like a 4-episode miniseries called Pokemon Origins, and it's like with the character Red instead of Ash. It is so good. It's only 4 episodes. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and we've even seen in the Pokemon anime with Ash Ketchum, there have been times where his Pokemon have almost died because he pushed them too hard. And then it shows him running to the Poke, you know, the Poke Center to get him healed.
Fucking
up.
Fix my electric rat. Do it now.
And don't let Charmander's tail get his know flame how to go extinguished. Out. Don't let it go out.
You want to talk more about NFTs, or you got something?
I mean,
else?
I'll talk about NFTs all fucking
day. I know you will. Well, because I speaking of animated TV shows, since I didn't go to work today because I was dying, I found a YouTube video today. It was a 9-hour clip with no ads, and it was all the entirety of Total Drama Island in one go.
Wait, what? And what show?
Have you ever seen Total Drama Island?
Total Drama Island, of course. That's not an anime.
No, it's animated.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's animated. Just making sure we're on the same page. I have.
And I got through 3.5 to 4 hours of it today.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking funny.
It still holds
up to this day.
The host guy is pretty funny.
Chris.
He cracks me up.
He shoots a firing pistol into the air and accidentally shoots an eagle. And he's like, I'm going to get a lot of emails about that one.
Now, how many seasons of Total Drama Island are there?
I think they're like 4 or 5. Like they do like Total Drama Island 2. They do like Total Drama Action, which is like on a movie set. They've got a couple of different ones.
Does it get less funny as the seasons go on?
I don't know, because at this, you know, like the side effect of growing up and getting older when you're watching cartoons, you start to stop watching them, even though like people are still making them. So like, I don't know if I'd watch and go, oh, that's kind of cringe, because it was like what I saw when I was, say, 17 as opposed to when I was like 13.
Right. Right.
So it's hard to tell. It's like reverse nostalgia, right?
I'm trying to think. There's a really good animated show that still holds up that I remember watching years ago.
Okay. You remind me to come back to that, because you reminded me of something incredible.
Okay. Have you heard of the show Gravity Falls?
Yes. It's so good.
Yes. And you've seen all of it.
Grunkle Stan.
Have you watched all the episodes?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So this was a Disney show that I remember watching. I mean, it's not super old. So I think I was a teenager, but I have younger siblings. So it was kind of like I was watching what they were watching. And I remember Gravity Falls being good. Like when I first watched it as a teenager, rewatching it as an adult is a whole new ball game.
It's really good.
Really good. There's only 2 seasons. But they ended it perfectly. They didn't let it go on too long. They wrapped it up with a really good storyline. And the villain, Bill Cipher, is probably one of the best villains in all of animated TV show history.
There is the animators for Gravity Falls and Rick and Morty are friends. And there's a scene where there's like a portal. Like there's a scene in Rick and Morty where Rick like shoots like 7 portals on the wall. And as he's doing it, Dipper, like the cup, the mug with the question mark and a pen and notebook fly through it. And it's the same notebook and mug and stuff that fly through the portal during, I think, the end of season 1.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
So the names you're looking for is Alex Hirsch, who's the creator of Gravity Falls, and Justin Roiland, who's the co-creator of Rick and Morty. They're friends, and they play off each other all the time, and they have hidden Easter eggs in both, you know, their shows.
And I'm glad we're bringing up Rick and Morty, because have you watched season 2 of
Solar Opposites?
Solar Opposites.
I've seen the first episode, but I not past it.
It's not as good, in my opinion.
Damn, although, dude. I thought you were about to say, that's not what I thought you were about to say. I thought you were about to say it's even better than the first season.
The story in The Wall is crazy.
It's always, okay, so even during season 1, and we've talked about this in when Solar Opposites first came out last year, we talked about this. It's a great show, and it's Justin Roiland who does Rick and Morty. It's on Hulu, Solar Opposites. There's a side plot throughout the entire first season about people getting trapped, getting shrunken down, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, by the aliens. And then they get put into like almost like a ant farm wall of sorts. And they have to kind of figure it out as they go along. It's a great side story. It's a great side story throughout the entire first season. And I'm so glad they brought it back for season 2.
Do you, when you say the phrase "Honey, I Shrunk the Kids," what scene do you think of immediately?
I think of the Cheerios.
I think of the Cheerios too. I think everyone does. I was just a test.
I think of the Cheerios, and then I think of the baseball smashing through the glass window.
What, I also think of the oatmeal cream pie or whatever.
Yes, dude. Yes. Yeah. And the ant that they ride on.
Yep. It's crazy what you like. When was the last time you thought about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like in your life?
Okay, so I actually watched it maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Like not that long ago in comparison to like when I watched it when I was a fucking kid at like VHS. Right. But that's a great movie.
I miss my VHS.
I don't. Okay.
Excuse me. I'm dying. Okay.
COVID.
I have a structure that I want to take this because we're mostly talking about pop culture, which is totally fine. One question. Have you watched Ad Astra yet?
No, I have not. Have you?
Okay, that's fine.
Wait. Okay, fine. I answered your question. Have you got me my Top Shot pack yet?
No, but I got another email. I got like 3 emails today about a wacky something pack. I don't know. I needed to look more into that. I was dying today.
Cool cats.
Yeah, that's what
I got the same fucking email. I'm pretty sure they're expensive, so I'll wait.
I think they are too.
I'll wait for you to cheap out on the common $9.99 pack.
So we're talking a lot about pop culture. One of the things we said we might do is we might talk about some Walking Dead characters and like what positions we'd want them to play in football.
Okay.
Did you give any thought to that, or you want to save that for next week?
I didn't think about it at all, but I let's talk about it because I watch Walking Dead every night. Like we talked about last episode, I'm thick into season 7. Okay. I'm in the thick of it. Sure. We got Negan. I love Negan, man. Negan is bae to me. I fucking love him sexually too. What? I just want to say that. I'm sexually attracted to
He's a
to
sexy
Negan.
Guy.
I'm a sexually attracted
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a fucking awesome actor too.
It's not just his assume. Looks. It's his charisma. It's the way he presents himself. It's the way he enters a room, Andrew.
Little pig.
Are we pissing our pants yet?
Okay. Let's just assume they all have a baseline athleticism. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be good enough for them to play.
I mean, they have to be if they've survived this far.
It's funny that you say that. I mean, yeah, they've got some sort of... I mean, first off, we're going to go...
Also, no spoilers because I'm only in season 7.
Yeah, no. That's a good point. There might be characters you haven't met yet.
Don't... Or also, if I name someone, you're like, oh, well, they died.
No, I have nothing
like
that.
Don't say that.
Everyone's available here. Even what's his name? Shane.
Okay, I like that. And I'm going to pick Shane as my fucking linebacker.
I was going to put him at fucking safety.
No.
ED totally. Reed type safety.
No, Shane doesn't have the composure / patience to cover somebody one-on-one. He wants to tear your fucking head off. So I'm putting him as linebacker because he just wants to get to the quarterback. That's
okay,
all he cares
about. You know what? I'll take that. We're obviously running... Like, our offensive line are going to be Jerry, Eugene, and Abraham, right?
Abraham for sure. Jerry.
Aid to the king with the axe.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I do know him.
You got to put Jerry at left tackle.
He's a very, very small character at this point, so that must mean he has a bigger role if you remember his name.
I like Jerry. Jerry is very funny. He has funny lines.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Now he's dead. He actually just died. Daryl killed him. Fat Tony. Fat Joey?
Fat Joey. Yeah, Fat Joey, I think.
He was one of Negan's henchmen. Yeah. And Daryl just fucking kills him with a tire iron as he's trying to escape.
Yep.
Just fucking lights him up. And then I also want to put Olivia on the line too.
Sure.
Olivia on the line. She just died too. She got shot in the fucking face.
I know. That whole thing sucked.
Oh, man.
Spoilers for everyone, by the
way. Spoiler. Also, if you don't watch The Walking Dead and you have no idea who any of these people are, I'm sorry.
I'm not. This is fun for us. I have COVID.
This is
I have
so
a
fun.
Small strain of COVID. Okay, so
Here's what you need to do if you have no idea what we're talking about. Pause this episode.
Go watch
right
every
now.
Season.
Go watch all 10 seasons, I believe. Are there 10 now?
There are 10 seasons, correct.
At least make it to season 7. And then come back to this episode and unpause it.
Best news about that too, if you go and do that, when you come back and you finish our podcast, you'll have a ton more episodes of our podcast to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And The Walking Dead is currently on Netflix. So
yes,
watch it there while it lasts.
So for okay. like for corners, like in safeties and nickelbacks, I'm thinking like you got Carol, you got Michonne.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you just took two characters. What you have to do is you say a character and then I say a character.
Okay? Oh, sure. Okay. I can get behind that.
Or what we can do is we can go by character and we'll both say like Rick. And then that we would both be smarter. And then you say your position and then let's do that because we kind of did that with Shane in the very beginning where we said Shane and then you said safety and I said linebacker. And then I pretty much won that debate because
I'd take the quarterback's head
off. Okay, so let's kind of go down the character list. Let's start with main characters because I don't know how you pulled Jerry out of your fucking ass.
I've seen The Walking Dead a lot.
Okay. So let's go with Rick. Let's just start right off the bat. Main character, Rick Grimes. Where do you have him?
That's interesting. People will say quarterback. I mean, I could get behind it.
He's a leader.
He's a leader.
Play caller.
I also think that he could be a decent slot guy.
I like wide receiver. I was going to say quarterback or wide receiver.
Sure. All right. So we're pretty solid on that.
Now let's go to his son, Carl.
That's interesting.
One-eyed Carl. Now remember, yeah, he's got one eye.
That's the thing.
Spoiler.
I think Carl's riding the pine. I don't think Carl's a starting player.
Wrong. I already have him.
If you say halfback, this is over.
He 100% is a punter. No ifs, ands, or buts, dude.
Sure, you know what? I'll take that.
Don't sleep on special teams. Now, I was thinking field goal kicker, place kicker.
He's
only got one eye, so that's going to affect his depth perception. But also, I mean, he kind of has a cool head. So actually, never mind what I was going to say because I think besides his one eye, if he had both his eyes, I feel like he would be able to withhold the pressure that comes with place kicking sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, Carl's a badass.
Oh, he's a sociopath is what he is.
Well, that's also a thing, but you know.
So he wouldn't get nervous or anything if he had to make the big kick.
All right. Next character.
Glenn. Let's talk about Glenn. RIP.
I could see Glenn's fast. Glenn goes on runs. I'd put him at running back.
He's small though. He's shifty. He's shifty, which is why I kind of like him at a corner. I like him at a corner if he can keep up with a wide receiver. And he doesn't have to be super athletic. He just needs to kind of get in the face of the wide receiver. Running back, he'd get destroyed by Shane. Imagine Shane going up against Glenn.
Glenn season one? Yeah, it's no win. But Glenn season like 7, 6, you know what I mean? Glenn's a motherfucker.
He doesn't make it to season 7.
I know. But spoilers. Okay, next character.
Daryl.
Probably tight end, right? He's got the hair like Kittle. Like, just do it.
Yeah, I like the tight end. I also like fullback.
Oh, that's actually really funny. I would also do fullback. He reminds me of the character in Friday Night Lights, the movie. the fullback there.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
Let's go Carol.
I'd put her at safety or corner probably. She's very calm all the time.
I think place kicker.
What?
I think place.
We can't have two place kickers.
No, we don't.
Yeah, he's a punter.
Carl's a punter because he's got one eye. But you just I think said she's Carol's more, very calm.
I think she's more said. Valuable on defense, but nah.
Okay, how about this? I could see Carol, would you say safety?
Yeah, I said safety. Probably like weak side safety.
Okay, fine. I could see her at safety. I'm really trying to peg down a place kicker, okay? I think I have it.
All right, you want to go with that next then?
Morgan.
He's insane. That's so funny though. You're like, I want a calm, collected dude. And you're like, Morgan.
He is calm.
He is,
well,
no, not, yeah, no, you're
don't
right.
Don't spoil it, but as of right now, he's very calm because he was, I mean, he first was good, saved Rick's life in season one, had a son,
Dwayne.
Son dies. Yeah, Dwayne. Then he dies. Then he goes off the deep end, starts, you know, killing everyone that came comes in sight of him.
That's why he's insane.
Yeah, but then he finds the guy with the stick that teaches him martial arts and how to find his inner peace, and then, you know, gives him the stick, lets him go off, and now he won't kill anyone.
I'm so excited for you to finish the series because then you're going to get to watch, like, Fear the Walking Dead and all that sort of stuff. Fear the Walking Dead's interesting. I don't think it's as good, but it's interesting because you get to see the beginning of it as opposed to, like, waking up with Rick and going, it's already started.
Yeah. That's true. I will probably watch all. There's how many side shows are there?
Three. I think two or three. There's Fear the Walking Dead. Then there is I don't remember the name of it, but it's like about kids, like teenagers during the pandemic during the outbreak. and then I feel like there's a third one. I don't know.
Okay, let's go, Maggie.
Oh.
This is a hard one.
She's not very big, but wide receiver maybe.
She is kind of big. I think she's taller than Glenn. She's kind of tall, so she's kind of got the reach to be able to catch some balls.
By the way, this is not a debate, but Herschel's the head coach.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, okay. I was going to put him at place kicker, but then he had
to play. Oh, I'm sorry. That's amazing. That's funny. Can't do place kicker because he's, you know, missing a leg.
Okay, let's go. Do we want to do what's her name, the wife that dies?
Lori. That's what it is. Lori. Nah, she's a bitch.
I didn't like her. I'm glad she's dead. I'm so
glad she's dead. Also glad she's dead. I mean, I feel bad for Carl, and Rick loses his goddamn mind.
Yeah, he does.
He's like wandering out in the fields. Herschel's like, need you.
Let's do some bad guys. Let's go the governor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Also has one eye.
Yeah, place kicker. No, I don't know. Honestly, for him.
I could see him being quarterback. I could see him being
quarterback. Oh, you know what? I could see that as well.
Now, let's take the one eye. Let's say governor with two eyes, I think would be a great quarterback. He's tall. Okay, so he can see the field. And I don't know, he kind of seems like he's also a leader.
Yes, he is.
I'd say quarterback.
So you've met Negan's, his like right-hand man.
The guy with the mustache who cracks me up.
Yeah, dude, what's his name? It's the actor's name is Stephen Ogg, and he's fucking awesome. He plays Trevor in Grand Theft Auto 5, he voices him, and he looks exactly fucking like the character he voices. It's crazy.
I mean, they probably modeled it after
him. I seriously think they did.
I don't remember his name. He hasn't had a huge role yet from what I've been watching. He kind of seems like a fucking little weirdo. He belongs on the field. I don't know if he belongs on the field.
I mean, like, he's also, like, I'd see him as, like, a linebacker type, right?
Maybe. Abraham is good offensive lineman, or I could see him as a linebacker because he's athletic. Let's go Eugene. You said Eugene. Where did you have Eugene?
I had Eugene as, like, a guard or something. Maybe center just because he's smart. I mean, like, he's a bitch, but he's Eugene.
I put him as offensive coordinator.
Really? Offensive coordinator.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, because he's a big old bitch, but he... I mean, not anymore. He kind of grows some balls at the end there. But he's smart. He's intelligent, and he's strategic.
Maybe that's what you do then. Maybe you put Rick in charge of offense, and then you could put him in charge of defense. Because Rick, like, we were like, wide receiver, I guess, but he's too talented.
He is too talented. I do want him on the field, though, because he's very physical.
I just sent you a picture. Go ahead and click on that in the Discord. It is a picture of the character and then a picture of the video game character. They look exactly the same. All right.
Should I put this on our Instagram so people
know? Oh, sure. Why not? If people are listening, they'll want to know.
I mean, your Indiana Jones hat kind of got some buzz.
No, it did it now.
Yeah, I got some buzz, baby.
Did what do you think? Do you want to do one more character?
Well, I've got still several. Because we have Sasha. Sure.
Oh. Probably corner, something defensive.
Yeah, I consider corner. Now protect here's the house. One, and Rosita. Rosita.
Okay, Rosita. Halfback or like a smaller slot receiver.
I can see her so being small, linebacker too. Yeah, she's small.
I don't know how I didn't realize this. For right tackle, you got Tyrese.
Oh, of course.
If you're going to left tackle Jerry, right tackle Tyrese.
Jerry.
What?
Guy. Okay, Jerry's last great. One. Last one, King Ezekiel.
Okay, now he is either he's your place kicker.
Is he?
He's also very charismatic. I could see him as a coach as well.
I have him as kick returner.
Oh, special teams specialist. I like that. I take
little Devin
it.
Hester the, action.
And then the Tiger plays right guard.
Wait, and he's also the mascot.
And there you go. We've done it. Every character.
That was actually, I really enjoyed that. I just hope that the people listening actually watch The Walking Dead.
It's kind
otherwise,
of
well, it's so worthless.
It's kind of funny because we both watched The Walking Dead, but what I will say is that was fun. If it's a little bit more structured, I think next time we can do things like Disney movie characters. Like we just come prepared with our own list of like 11 starters.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. We'll turn it into a segment.
Okay, go
speaking
fuck yourself.
Speaking of trivia game, sweeping the nation, go fuck yourself. If you don't get these player trivias right before we do, or if you don't get them at all, you have to go fuck yourself. For real, you have to go masturbate. This is a binding contract by listening to this audio.
Do you want to go first?
Did you come with a player, Andrew?
I do have a player.
Okay, well, I'll go first. Okay, here we go. This player was drafted in the NFL in 2014. Second round. Okay. Second round pick 36. So
close. Kind of, high second round pick.
Yeah. High second. Well, low second round, right? High second
36.
Round. 36.
Well,
round.
I mean, there are 32 teams in the NFL. So, I mean, there's 32 first round picks. And that would mean he's the fourth pick of the second round. He'd be an early pick.
Right, but would you call that a low second round pick or a high?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. A high second round pick, technically.
But no, wouldn't it be a low?
No, shut up.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't care. Okay, so drafted in 2014, second round, 36th pick. He's only played for one team his entire career.
Okay.
He has made three Pro Bowls in his career, three in a row to be exact. So when he went to his three Pro Bowls, they were back to back to back. He has a career passer rating of 92.1. He has over 26,000 passing yards, over 170 touchdown passes. Actually, 170 touchdown passes to be exact. And he has no playoff appearances.
Is he retired?
He is not retired. He is still in the league.
Okay, let me think here. 2014 quarterback. He has a second round. He has no playoff appearances or no playoff wins?
No playoff appearances. Meaning he's never played a game in the playoffs.
Has his team made it, though, or he didn't play?
Correct.
If you know. So his team, okay. Is it Carson Wentz? No, he went fucking number two overall. I don't know. Do you have another hint for me?
He starts in the NFL. How about that?
Oh, he started 2014. Never made a playoff appearance.
talking about someone who starts in the NFL.
Correct. Oh, he was drafted in 24. Is he very handsome?
No, I would not consider him very handsome. Nor do I think most people would consider him very handsome. I mean, he's not ugly. I wouldn't call him ugly. He doesn't do it for me.
Drawing a blank here.
Wait a minute. I looked this up because I couldn't find it. I double checked because when I said no playoff appearances, I didn't think that sounded right. However, I got this stat, this specific playoff appearance stat on FanDuel. So I thought they had like some fucking blog and they ranked quarterbacks based off their playoff appearances. And this one said they had zero playoff appearances. And I think they lied to me, but hold on. I'm reading.
Those bastards lied to me.
Hold on. Okay.
Uh-oh. It's a controversy.
Okay, I don't think he has a playoff appearance. This is tricky. I'll be honest, and once I tell you why, you'll understand. I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure, he's never played in a playoff game, which would mean he has no playoff appearances. However, his team
You're going to have to tell me. I'm going to go fuck myself.
You have to go fuck yourself?
I think so.
If you're listening to this, you have to go fuck yourself too if you don't know who I'm talking about. Now, if it turns out that he actually has a playoff appearance, that is void, and I'll go fuck myself.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I feel like that's fair. That is fair. I'm talking about the one and only Derek Carr.
Ooh, that's sad because those three Pro Bowls, he actually looked really good, and then he busted up his fucking leg.
So in 2016, okay.
Our fucking analytics guy. Our analytics guy is on the line. Like, he's listening in the background, and he just told us. He's like, fucking knew it.
Wait. Can he confirm? Has Derek Carr ever had a playoff appearance?
I have no idea. Thanks for the confirmation. Thank you.
Okay, so let me here. I'll read you the paragraph that was kind of confusing. Okay. On Christmas Eve in week 16 of the 2016 season, Carr left the Raiders 33-25 win against the Colts in the fourth quarter with a broken leg injury.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then it said that he would be out indefinitely and the expected recovery time was 6 to 8 weeks. Then the backup started the final game of the season for the regular season, and then he got hurt and then was replaced by a man named Connor Cook, the third string quarterback.
Brilliant.
This made Cook the starter for the first round of the playoffs, and my dyslexic brain saw Cook and thought Carr. And now, so the Raiders made the playoffs.
They just didn't have Carr. He didn't start for it.
They just,
you know, correct. Gotta be honest with you. I wasn't gonna get that anyway. Good on you. I'll fuck myself.
All right.
I forgot Derek Carr existed like many other people did.
Three Pro Bowls in a row.
I mean, he looked good. I mean, like, he was looking the same as Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota looked good. They actually had the same exact injury in the same quarter of the game. In the same week where Carr broke his leg, Mariota had the exact same injury. And that kind of marks the end of their careers, really.
Mm, you hate to see it. And now Mariota backs up
Derek Carr. Actually looked great that one fucking half a game he got to play.
And everybody was calling for him for a starting job.
Of course.
Again. Because of that half a game. Cracks me up. I was one of them, by the way.
I know. I think he probably deserves a start based on, like, you look at some of the people who are starting QBs, right? Like, if you nothing against Tyrod Taylor, but if you are the the Texans, would you rather have Tyrod Taylor or would you rather have Marcus Mariota, you think?
I actually like Tyrod Taylor. And honestly, let's remember, a doctor stabbed him
in the
fucking lungs.
That was an inside job.
He lost his starting job to Justin Herbert.
He was going
to
lose that anyway, though. Herbert's a fucking monster. He's a man amongst boys.
Herbert is a monster, and I'm sorry, Tyrod, but I'm sorry, TT. I'm glad that happened because I have Justin Herbert in my Dynasty Fantasy League, and now you want him, Andrew. You want Justin Herbert.
I would like any quarterback who's not Deshaun Watson. That'd be ideal.
I don't know what to tell you, man. You're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle with your mouths wide open.
I've got Tom Brady still, and like they have all those offensive weapons they had last year. I'm happy with it. I would still trot him out probably most weeks.
Trot him out. All right. Speaking of trotting, because you want to talk about Zed Run?
No, I got to give you a player.
Okay.
All right. This player was drafted in the 6th round in 2000.
Tom Brady.
Yep, there you go. You did it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I told you I was so sick when I was coming to this shit. You're like, find a player. I'm like, okay, fine.
All right, hold on. Let me humor you. Keep like, what did you have written
nothing.
Down?
Nothing. I was gonna say nothing else, and if you didn't get it, then I was gonna be like, you really have to fuck yourself. So I get double edged sword, right? Like, it's so clearly obvious, but like, if you didn't get it, then I'd get to be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, well, in all fairness, if I didn't get it, there were a lot of players drafted in the 6th round back in 2000.
I might have given you 199 overall, maybe.
Oh man, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I feel better than this morning. Still not great. I'm really hoping a night's sleep will get me right as rain.
All right. Well, with that, I wish you all the best. No throwing up tonight. No egg sandwiches tonight, okay, Andrew. No. Don't make your fucking weird ass egg sandwich. Don't. In fact, even when you're better, don't make that anymore.
Egg sandwiches are good. Snack. Put it on a bagel.
For breakfast, sure.
I had them on bagels.
I do love bagels. Bagels are good. Everything but again,
bagel season with a little cream cheese.
It's just weird. Some weird midnight snack.
All right. Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, cause baths are for babies.